Did you ever use anything else for bait, like little fish, anything like that?
Well, just love to use a goldfish. I threatened to use some of my sister's, but I never did get a chance. We use minnows, and we'd buy minnows a whole buck for 50 cents. Or you'd go out to lakes at night to have a lot of these minnows that feed at night. Take a flashlight and get those things. They'd follow the light and take your net, dip those things. But they didn't live. They wouldn't live over 3 or 4 hours. Put them in a big bucket, change the water. They still didn't live. They died. They died before 9 o'clock.
Y'all catch any turtles, anything like that?
Yeah, we used to eat soft shell turtles. I'd eat many soft shell turtles.
You ever heard anybody call them anything besides turtles?
Besides perch.
Turtles?
They have a hard shell turtle. They got an alligator turtle. They got a hard shell turtle. It's not an alligator turtle. They got a soft shell turtle. Had a big, long, striped neck. Green looking turtle. I don't know what they call him. You ever see a gopher, what we call a gopher?
Yes, sir. He's still on dry land.
Yeah, he looks like a turtle, but some people call them highland turtles. We call them gophers. Colored people eat those gophers just like they, during the Depression, you go out hunting and you find where they had dug them up. Every time you get up a rabbit, you run in a gopher hole. Try to go out and shoot a rabbit, he'd run in a gopher hole. And they'd run up the rabbit to go for him and take a shovel along to dig him out. And mounds of dirt all over the place where you'd been out there hunting. They'd been out there digging up those gophers. I thought they was digging rabbits. I told somebody, I said, boy, there's been a lot of rabbits around here. He said, sure. A couple of people been out here, and they had what they call a hook. It's a gopher hook, kind of limber pole, and a big steel hook on the end of it. You ran it down that hole and pull that gopher out. Those gophers are pretty strong. You'd have to be a pretty good man. And another thing, those smart gophers would wind their hole don't go straight down in crooks. They get off in there and then they couldn't get him. See, they'd have to dig him up. I caught many of them when I was a kid. They'd give me a 25 cents a piece for a big one. I was working out there at the mine. I'd carry them plenty of water and they wouldn't be thirsty. Didn't have to be running back and forth to get some water. I'd do gopher hunting. I'd find out all around where we were working. I'd catch him, bring him back up there. Had one old darky, he wouldn't buy. I couldn't sell a gopher. I had him. I'll tell you what I'll do, water boy. I'll take that gopher home and cook him. We're going to be working up there close to where my shack. He called his house a shack. And he said, come over and eat dinner with me tomorrow. You don't need to bring in the lunch, we'll eat that gopher. I didn't take any chances, I brought my lunch anyway. But I went over there and ate that gopher with him. And we really enjoyed it. He cooked that thing, he was an old bachelor. He'd been working for my dad about 20 years. Everywhere my daddy went, he changed jobs, but that darky would come along. He always helped me kill the hogs and butcher them and whatnot. He was kind of like one of the family. I remember my dad moved Mulberry to Fort Meade. He'd been up there about 6 months. He got out on the job and I saw that darky coming. I'd seen him at the house when I was little. He'd come over there butchering the hogs, work in the garden and whatnot when it wasn't on Sunday or sometime like that. He'd chop wood for us, saw it up. He'd do anything we asked him to. He just loved my dad. He came up there. So I went over to hear the conversation. He told me where you've been.